Some of you who are following along were probably pretty happy that I chose the short form of the gospel this morning. But don't worry, I've got a longer homily to make up for it, so. In 1888 in France, a young girl entered the convent at age 15. She was young, she wasn't very well educated, but she took on the community's mission of dedicating herself to prayer in the cloister. And while living at the convent, she desired big things. She wanted to be an apostle, a priest, a missionary, a martyr. All of these things that a life of a cloistered nun is not, and some things that she couldn't be. She had big desires and big dreams for her vocation. And upon the sixth year in the convent, she relayed all of these things to God in prayer. And while she had desired to be big, the Lord had desired for her to stay little. The Lord showed her, and had actually been showing her through most of her life, that living a life dedicated to love was the vocation that he sought for her, a life of surrender and gratitude for the things that were given to her. She was challenged to live, to do little things with great love, little things with great love. And this is one of the same challenges that our gospel is pointing to today. Jesus tells his disciples that they have to be trustworthy in very small matters first before they can be trusted with great ones. One of the greatest affirmations of the Second Vatican Council, which was a council that met in the early to mid-1960s, and it instituted various reforms in the church. Oftentimes we think about the liturgical reforms, like the reforms of the Mass that were implemented. But one of the big things that it reaffirmed was a universal call to holiness. And it's the idea that holiness isn't just meant for priests and religious, but every person. Every person who is created out of love and for a purpose is called to holiness, to be in heaven with God. Everything from the council was really directed towards this purpose, to help us to recognize this call that's a very beautiful call for us to see. And the way to holiness is through this idea of doing little things with great love. It's about taking the life that I am given, the circumstances that God has presented to me, and following the will of the Lord with all the love that I can give in those things, even if it's just in very small ways or just very small matters. We often think that in order to be holy, we have to make big structural changes in the world, in the government, in the church, in life. And occasionally those things are necessary. But it's not really true that these big things have to happen. The real challenge for us is to be able to live this call, to do the little things that are presented to us with all the love in our heart. And even if you heard this before, or you know this intellectually, you recognize that this is much easier said than done. It can be hard to live day by day, moment by moment, and to do these things. But it can be done. And what it does is it places holiness within our everyday life, within our everyday experience. It doesn't make it something that's completely alien to us. So where do we see it? How do we live it out? Well, in prayer, it's about staying dedicated to whatever daily prayer routine that you have. Or if you don't have one, establishing one. It could be 5 minutes, 10 minutes. If you have a weekly holy hour, it's about being faithful to that. If it's praying as a family, it's just staying focused on that. It's about bringing our mind back to focus on the Mass when we drift off. And believe me, priests are not alien from this either. If you're sick, it's about offering those little moments that we have, whether it's something short-term that we have or a long-term illness that we have. It's about offering those little moments of pain that you have to the Lord for whatever intentions you may have in your heart and for the salvation of the world. In our personal relationships, it's about giving our undivided attention to those who we're listening to. To those of you that are parents, it's about listening and giving your attention to your children. For husbands and wives, it's about giving your attention to each other in your relationship. For children and youth, it's about really listening to what your parents and teachers and those that are in authority are really directing you to do. For those of us that might be in ministry of some kind, it's about listening to those who come in front of us, those that we encounter in our daily lives. It's about loving that coworker who might really annoy you and really drive you crazy. Or being respectful to that customer who's just kind of a pain to deal with. Finally, it's about those little moments that we have to really proclaim our faith to others, or to have those difficult conversations that we might have to have with people, knowing that the Holy Spirit will provide those spaces to be able to do that. And if you're unsure about how to do this, stay tuned, because there'll be more about something that the parish is going to offer to be able to help you with this in the upcoming weeks. In all of it, whether it's in prayer, in our relationships, in just the decision, the daily decisions that we have to make, it's about living it day by day, moment by moment, and never tiring of those doing those little things with great love. Because unless we do these little things, the Lord will never entrust us really with those big things that we have to do, with those great things. And it's about being able to make that decision, being intentional about saying, I am going to serve the Lord and not the world. But that requires us to be able to make that decision every day of our lives, every moment of our lives. The young woman who I mentioned at the beginning of my homily was Saint Therese of Lisieux, and maybe some of you already guessed it. But she really did live this. She didn't just talk about it. She became a saint and a doctor of the church because of this. She had little formal education, as I mentioned before, but she wrote a very beautiful spiritual autobiography called Story of a Soul, which I encourage all of you to take a look at sometime during your life. It's very beautifully written, and it really talks about this in detail and kind of goes through how she really lived this out in her everyday life. She died when she was very young, in her late 20s, but she lived a very impactful life. She took the circumstances that were given to her, and she really loved those who were around her. There was an older sister in the convent who really she struggled to love, who often annoyed her, but yet she found ways to love her and to be able to serve her. She couldn't be a priest or a missionary, but she constantly prayed for priests and missionaries. And in fact, she's actually one of the patron saints of missionaries, even though she never actually did any missionary work during her lifetime. Toward the end of her life, she suffered a very difficult illness, and she suffered a deep spiritual darkness, but she offered it up for those who didn't believe in God. And she really gave herself up to a type of martyrdom, something that she had desired. Because she knew that all of these vocations really came down to love. They came down to living out a life of charity. But her great love that she took on made that littleness that she had, that little world that she inhabited, it made it even bigger. That's what love does. It expands our world. It gives us more opportunities to be able to follow the will of the Lord. And it makes things very exciting. And it allowed the Lord, it helped her to be able to trust the Lord Because when she did that, the Lord was able to take the little desires that she had and make them great. Because she lived and did little things with great love.